On Community Connections, it's time for this week's star interview.
As this is our final programme of 2025, we wanted to bring you an extra special star guest as an early Christmas present. Well, our guest today has been a fixture in newspapers and on televisions for over 40 years. He began in theatre, but was soon appearing on television and cementing himself as the nation's favourite astrologer. As if that wasn't enough, he's tripped the light fantastic on Strictly. I think we need to welcome him to the programme. Russell Grant, welcome to Community Connections.
Andrew, it's my pleasure to be here with you.
Let's go right back to the beginning. You grew up on a council estate, didn't you?
I did, Harefield in Middlesex, which now people rather disgustingly call West London, but of course none of us think like that. We go up to London, we aren't in it. And Harefield has always been a very important part of my life, and it was Seven St Mary's Close, which I actually had the privilege of going back to the wee flat that I was brought up in for a programme with the chef Brian Turner. And he took me back to Seven St Mary's Close. My goodness, it's a tiny little flat. And when I walked hither, I thought, when I was a youngster, that seemed so big. It wasn't. It was a little two-bedroom flat, maisonette, I think they call them, or they did then, with a kitchen and a lounge. That was it. There were just four rooms in it.
No blue plaque on there yet then, Russell?
No, I shouldn't think there would ever be one there.
Now, originally, you started off as an actor, didn't you? Which is perhaps an area of your life people aren't really aware of.
I wanted to be a geography and history teacher when I was a kid, but I had a real showbiz mother. If ever anybody has seen the musical Gypsy, then just cast my mother in the Ethel Merman part. I went to a drama school in Ruislip in Middlesex again, and it was the Daphne Davies School, but they had an outreach. They were an outreach of LAMDA, the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art. And we used to trudge up to Talgarth Street in Hammersmith, the HQ of LAMDA, and regularly take our exams and diplomas and other things. And I'm delighted to say that going to the drama school from the age of seven, actually, we used to go there just for Saturdays, sometimes weekends. And I reached the dizzying heights of winning my diploma. Well, it was called the teacher's diploma. And so the agency, like a lot of drama schools, have their own agency. And the agency first cast me in a BBC Wednesday play. That's going back many years. And I was with a wonderful Welsh actress called Jessie Evans. And I had to play Southwarian, you know, like, and I rather liked it. And in fact, in later years, I even made an appearance in Gavin and Stacey. And the whole of the Welsh language became important to me. In fact, I started to learn Welsh when I moved to Wales. And so from there, with the Daphne Davies School and LAMDA, I was launched into television as an actor.
I guess looking back, Russell, if you hadn't have had that grounding in the theatre and the early appearances on television, your astrology may just have centred around newspapers. But because you had that thespian approach, that's what really appealed to people and made you stand out so much on television. You have those skills.
It's funny you should say that, Andrew, because my first boss at the BBC, the programme that really made me, was when we launched BBC Breakfast Time with Selena Scott and Frank Boff, the Green Goddess. I mean, looking back at those days and that very, very first program, and I remember I did the pilots rather nattily, dressed in a waistcoat and an open neck shirt, and my boss Ron Neal came on to me and said, "Hey, put this on." He was from Aberdeen, and I had to put on this like mohair jumper with stripes, and that started then. A bit of a legend in its own lifetime. I like wearing some of the jumpers, but not all of them. But that was because the BBC wanted the astrology slot to be more entertainment in its presentation. Even though I did the charts properly, the BBC were very keen that I should come across as entertainment. And yet, we were working in the Department of News and Current Affairs. Who would have thought? I went into entertainment afterwards for, in fact, all the television companies in Britain. And you're absolutely right. I think if I wasn't able to present in the way that I was able to approach astrology, which can at times be very professorish and academic. There are many astrologers who frowned at the time on the way it was presented. And I think, in fact, I know they never actually understood television, that there was a certain way you could present things so that it became what I would call popular astrology. We call it pop astrology, sun sign astrology. But of course, when you get into the depths of real astrology through a person's date, time, and place of birth, it's a completely different kettle of fish.
There is so much that you've done in your career, and there are only a few things that we can pick out today. And I think I would be slaughtered by my listeners if I didn't ask you about Strictly. How did that come about? Because that is huge.
It was a huge and even bigger then. I think the ratings are now down to about 6 million. We doubled that. I mean, when you think now, it was 2011. I actually got a call from the casting lady, Daisy Moore, and I turned it down because I didn't think I would be able to do it, even though I had a background of theatre. And the musical theatre, the kind of dancing you do on stage, you would say if a producer wanted to meet you, when they said, "Can you dance?" You just would say, "No, but I move well." And that meant you were a bit of an old hoofer on stage. And I turned it down. And in fact, it was my dear mother, who I lost during COVID, who was absolutely wedded to the screen for Strictly. "Oh, you've got to do it. You've got to do it." Anyway, in the end, I did do it. In fact, I made two lifelong friends on the show. One of them was the very first person I met was Robbie Savage. So we became and still are very close friends because I have a very strong connection with non-league sport, especially football. And we I, well I mean it is still something that I just am so thrilled to talk about. I loved it so much, and I was very, very lucky because the secret of being successful on Strictly Come Dancing is to have a partner who you gel with. Simpatico, as Flavia would say. And I got Flavia. And I mean, what are critics? No, I would be out by the first week. Well, I wasn't. I stayed right the way to Wembley, 9 weeks later, coming out of a cannon in front of 6,000 people. My secret was that my secret was Flavia. Because she just knew my strengths were a bit like breakfast television in the beginning. Presentation. I was a performer. In essence, that was my secret. And also, I had rhythm. Rhythm's very important because, especially if you do the Latin dances, I still love samba and salsa, and I still In fact, I was doing workshops up until the time when my health suffered, and I just loved all of the Latin dances, cha-cha. Yeah, I mean, I could go on forever. I was also very lucky that Bruce Forsyth was presenting. He was absolutely amazing and wonderful to me, especially. And it went right the way through. In fact, with Wembley, I went on social media, which I'd gone on. The BBC wanted you to be on there. And they, in many ways, told you what you could write. You weren't really allowed to put your own stuff on. But I went on, much to their chagrin, and also Flavia's. I said, my knee is gone, because in week three, my meniscus had gone in my knee. And the BBC wanted me to leave. They didn't want the insurance problems and difficulties. But I had a wonderful man called Mr. Chowder, because I live in Snowdonia. And he saw me through, and I wore this brace that Flavia got made for me. But I knew that if I'd gone beyond Wembley, it was a jive-a-thon. And the jive is the most difficult dance if you haven't got a knee. But then what was wonderful, two things that came from Strictly, my marvelous producer, Moira Ross, she said, to Flavia and I, you've been the most successful couple we've really ever had on Strictly. We want you to be our Christmas guests. So we came to the old BBC building in Shepherd's Bush to find that there was a Christmas pudding in the middle. And I had to, at that time, to Shakin' Stevens' Christmas song, I had to jump out of a Christmas pudding. And Flavia had to produce a dance. In fact, we got about 5 hours to put something together. And then the other thing was Bill Kenwright and Andrew Lloyd Webber rang me up on a Boxing Day when the BBC contract had finished, and basically said, we want you to take over from Michael Crawford in The Wizard of Oz at the London Palladium. I turned that down too. I thought, I can't. He's a legend, Michael Crawford. But I went on. Mother again, you've got to do it, you've got to do it. And so I did do it, and that was daunting. I had a lovely cast. Sophie Evans played Dorothy, and yeah, I'm very, very, very lucky that one thing led to another. And as you said at the very beginning of this, Andrew, that training in theatre, from the very early age, saw me right the way through, and then suddenly I'm doing all of the things in my 60s that I was doing in my, well, teens.
Russell, we can only scratch the surface today. I'd love to invite you back on in the future because I think you've got so many more stories to tell
I've
us.
got more than you can imagine. And as we talk about it, you unlock more memories.
You've been invited to the Strictly Christmas programme. You've now been on the Abbey 104 Christmas programme. I won't ask you which was quite more exciting than the other, but can I wish you and your partner an extremely happy Christmas? Thank you so much for all your time today. And do you think it would be an exaggeration to describe you as a national treasure?
I think there are so many national treasures around, Andrew, that I don't know. I've never even thought about myself as that. Does that mean you're getting terribly old and you've done a lot of things?
I think it means you're just well loved.
Well, in that case, I'll take that. And lots of love to your whole community. Communities are very important to me. Middlesex is important to me, as I know your local community is important to you. A Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
Russell Grant, thank you so much indeed.
This